Welcome home. We are WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into what really is a great week. We got the Ravens practicing out here on 90-degree days and running around before giving you a little taste of Kansas City and football season. And, of course, the Orioles home all week long with the Braves in, Phillies in, Yankees in next week. We're going up to the Yankees next week. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour all week long. We're going to be at Coco's on Wednesday. We are going to be down at Cooper's in Fells Point on Friday for Fleet Week, which we've been promoting all week with Patrick Russell and some of our friends. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Jiffy Lube, MultiCare, and Liberty Pure Solutions, and all of our sponsors who make this thing happen. This guy was out golfing, and then my wife broke her ankle and we didn't connect, and then he's doing this, and then he gives my wife a wheelie, and he is Leonard Raskin. He is Raskin Global, handling the American dream, as well as not just money, but insurance and thoughts and management and what to do with your dough and keep it away from Uncle Sam, amongst other things. Hey, Orioles getting more of your money during this homestand. I mean, the boys home now. I know all of this. There are not a lot of years where you can celebrate a team that's this good. They're really good.
They're really good, and we might end up, I think they're playing Father's Day, might be sold out. I might have heard somewhere that the weekend series is sold out or something.
Well, there are going to be people coming down here from Philadelphia. Now, you know this, right?
It's going to be a little crazy.
You're wearing red right now. You didn't turn on me, did you?
No. Just the Raskin Global Red, you know, that's got to go with the red morning shirt.
Make sure you don't have some Bryce Harper thing going
No. But man, they're aren't they the top team in baseball right now?
Well, they're pretty good. And
they're pretty good.
You know, I mean, the Yankees are pretty good too. I mean, if not for this weekend with the Dodgers, but
it helped.
You know, when we start comparing these players, like I had Luke on this morning. We're talking about 20 home runs for Gunnar Henderson. And I did the math on this. I'm like, well, the All-Star game's still like 4.5 weeks away. He might have 30 home runs at the All-Star break.
That's insane.
And then Rutschman knocks in six, and he's running my boy John Martin around trying to figure out how to pay $5,000 for every one of these grand slams. I hope the Maryland Lottery can afford it, Leonard.
I think they got some coin.
I know. But this team is doing things that are generational in a way that maybe your 20-year-old kid understands it. But my 55-year-old self understands what this year represents.
My son actually enjoys watching the games. He likes baseball, and he's enjoying watching, and he knows players, which kind of crazy, you know, like it is. I don't think there's been a year. He's 22, Nestor, 22. And there hasn't been a season in his lifetime that we have sat, watched a game, and he knew more than one or two players on the team. Like he had a favorite. But that was it. And he's into it. He knows who these guys are. He's happy what they're doing. It's fun. It's what baseball's supposed to be in a summer in Baltimore. It's pretty damn fantastic.
Yeah, it was always supposed to be like this.
Right.
You know?
It's pretty fantastic.
This is the fun. If you compound this kind of fun over 30 years as opposed to what we live with here, but onto these play. Do you have a favorite? I mean, you watch the team play 5 days a week. I know now that hockey is on the back burner and the Caps are gone that you have some focus on this, but they have so many good players.
It's just fun to watch.
I was at Costas eating crab, Sonny. People are mooing.
You
know what I mean? Everybody feels bad that Mullins is tripping and falling and can't. And then he has a couple hits and people are on to that. Every day they seem no hitters. Twice a week they got guys throwing no hitters in the fifth inning.
Perfect game. Perfect game through five. No hitter through almost six. And that's just it's the pitching is where it's at. Let's face it. Pitching's it. They'll score runs. They're going to score runs because everybody up and down this lineup. I mean, who's not hitting? Mullins had a little slump. Okay, so a week he didn't hit well. A couple weeks, but he'll be fine. But you look at it. Westberg, Santander, Urias, everybody's hitting the ball. There isn't a guy out there. And it's stunning. Watch Gunnar Henderson. Dude throws a ball away at first base. Kind of, what the heck? I mean, the guy makes plays that you just shouldn't make. So when he throws one away on a heroic effort, it's kind of unbelievable. But you don't see errors on the field. You see maximum effort. Guys are all out when they're on defense.
They're likable dudes too. This isn't Manny
That's
Ramirez and Albert
exactly
Bell
right. That's
and,
exactly right.
grouchy guys for the most part. I mean, these are guys that this is young and pure and real, and they're going to get wealthy, but right now they're only rich because I see the signing bonuses. I'm thinking, couple $1 million signing bonus for, all these guys come up
Doesn't
here and we're
suck.
feeling like they need to make money. They all have a guy like you trying to figure out what to do with their
Here's
first million,
hoping.
right?
Here's hoping for their sake. But they're all getting coin in the percentile of earnings in our country and certainly in the world. They're all top 1% guys. Nobody's crying for these rookies that don't have their second contract or whatever it is. I mean, they're all in the top 1% making coin. And then you look at who they got to sign, and you start going through that race, and you say, okay, who's the man gonna write the check to? Who's gonna be first? Is it
So if
Rutschman?
you if you if you
Is
get
it
a hold of Gunnar
Gunner?
Henderson's money, what do you tell him to do? What's the best overall advice if you're about to become wealthy? Is it diversify? Would that be the first thing you would tell people? Find somebody you can trust, first thing, right?
First thing is find somebody you can trust. But when you have that much money, the question is, when are you going to focus on the money? So here's my hunch. He can't focus on the money in any way, shape, or form until he's retired. Really, you can't. And when you have that much money that's going to come, a treasury bond paying 3 or 4%, that's it. What else do you need? You don't need to grow your money. When you have Lamar money, okay, who signed? I
Boy,
don't
this
know.
is interesting because I see you as like the greedy Republican guy. The more, 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 put
Hey,
it in,
hey,
invest
hey,
more. Once you get
hey.
100
Joe
million, you're
Biden's a
saying you've had
pretty
enough.
greedy. Joe and Hunter Biden are pretty greedy Democrat guys.
Well, that's
Okay,
fine. But I'm saying I see you as the
let's.
money miser on the, if we have 100 million, let's make it 300
Yeah,
million.
but
So
the
I
point
find this to
is,
be a
the
fascinating
point is
case
this:
study
as
for
an
you to say,
athlete, we're
like,
talking about an
yeah, you're
athlete.
22 years old, you got
You have
$100 million.
nothing to. You can't focus on it now. If in the off season you want
Why
to look at,
get risky on with it,
yeah.
right?
You want to look at how you're going to buy a business or what your fantasy is after baseball to invest in. You want to invest in some venture capital. There's some companies that you want to help start up and be an angel investor or do something wonderful for the world or things like that. Great. We can take a million or two and make somebody's day in an investment opportunity. But if you don't know what that is, okay, we can put it in a S&P 500 index and get some growth in the market over the long term, but you don't need it. There's no need for that. If you want to really do business, that's a different story, but we don't need to see 100 million grow a whole lot, especially not while you're fo when you're
Well,
not
you're
focused on
growing
it.
your money just by showing up and hitting the ball or catching
That's
the
right.
ball or throwing the ball.
That's right.
And I mean, look at Joe Flacco, right? He made all that money the day he signed. He cleared that 140 million or whatever it was that Bisciotti paid him. And from that day forward, he's damaged goods. He's washed up. He should retire at 34. He got hit in the head by Kiko Alonso. He's on for
He's
6 million
still
more this
getting
year, 9
checks.
million more. I mean,
Dude, I don't know.
I'm going to
He
go
is
look at
getting
his
checks.
earnings and see what Joe has made
It
as a part-time backup, whatever, whatever,
ain't
whatever
bad.
he's made.
It ain't bad. I bet,
I
I
bet
don't know
he's
the
made
number.
40 million since he left,
Easy,
maybe.
easy, easy 40. And he didn't he just sign with the Ursays?
Right. And I'm saying he $4.5 million contract, a
Plus
one and a half million
incentives.
dollar bonus. I'm looking at the sport track for Joe. Just I want to see how much money Joe has made
He's
because this
been
is.
with Denver. He's been with the Jets. He's been with the Was he with the Eagles? He's
Yes.
been with the
Browns.
Browns.
Don't forget the Browns.
The
Absolutely.
Browns. I mean, the guy is. I bet he's made half of what he made in that last Ravens contract.
He's made 175 million in career earnings.
There you
So
go.
hold on, here we go. When he left the Ravens, he was on a $12 million deal at the age of 33 because he had all
Right,
of that
right.
bonus
Yep,
money,
yep.
30 million up front. So
Yep.
30, 21, 11, 29, 21, 12. Then he left.
Yep.
He had 18.5 from the Broncos,
Right. I told you.
1.275 with the Jets,
That's 20.
another 3.5 total between the Jets and
23.
the Eagles, another
23.
3.3 with the Jets.
That's 27.
Last year it was 1.1,
28.
1.2. All right. And then this year, 4.5.
32.
No.
So 32 and change.
See, you are doing the math. You're exactly who I thought you were.
See, he's in the 33 range after he was washed up.
It's a lot of money, dude.
It's a lot of money.
Do you know anybody that's made $33 million personally in the last 6 years that's washed up?
Nope.
In salary, not in like
Nope.
putting money. Like it's
Nope.
silly money. It's a
He's
lot of money.
made a lot of money, and God bless him. He's got a lot of mouths to feed, Joe
But to
does.
your point, in your
You don't
line of
need to
thinking,
make a
that first
fortune.
150 million he had, he didn't need to be out risking that and
Hey,
crazy things, right?
Nestor, I saw a guy do a presentation at a conference. This was 20 years ago, 15 years ago, before now, before COVID. How about that? Before COVID. Anyway, this guy got up on stage and said he was a billionaire. I was a billionaire.
Was.
I did a startup. I made a billion. I had $1 billion plus net worth, and I let people tell me what to do with it. They invested it for me. We invested in companies that I didn't know about. We invested in all kinds of who knows what. We bought houses. We bought planes. We bought helicopters. We went on trips. I traveled the world. I had an entourage, everything. And what he said in this conference was, I wish I'd have had one of you to tell me how stupid I was to do this with the money. He said, I should have taken 50. And then here's what he said. Here's what he said. Don't cry for me. I still have about 50 plus million. He was a billionaire. He said, nobody should cry for me. I still have 50 million plus. And I can be a billionaire again because I can start a companies and do this again. But I have to do it now. If somebody would have told me, just be safe. Don't worry about all this other stuff. Take 100 million and play like you're a playboy and take 900 million and just put it in a diversified index fund and some bonds. I'd be a billionaire forever. Never have to think about it. But people don't think
Once
that
you're a
way.
billionaire, you want to be a billionaire forever, but what you really want to be is a trillionaire.
Right. There's a big difference
So it's
between
interesting you would
one
say this
and
for
10.
athletes that make a lot of money because, like, I know a lot of athletes that make a lot of money. So do you. You've shaken a
You
lot
know,
of hands, you've
here's the
sponsored a lot of
problem.
things, you've
Here's the
met all these
problem.
guys, and
Years
you wonder
after.
how much they have left, you know?
That's right. Years after, there are athletes that don't have a lot of money. They get taken all the time. Sadly, people tell them to do things or advise them to do things or whatever it is. They get taken by all kinds of scams, their best friends, their family. Money drains out of their fingers so fast. And the problem is, most of them have no mindset for money. It's not where they came from. You know,
I've heard Bisciotti talk about this, that you're never going to be smart enough to manage your own money because you're a football player and you haven't studied it your whole life. The 10,000-hour rule, you know,
that's right. You're not
whatever
an
that is. Yeah,
expert.
here's a great example. Like, you and I had
Not an
fun
expert.
last week out on Facebook, right? You, because I haven't talked to you in like 2 weeks. So, because I missed the golf tournament, my wife broke her ankle. We'll get to that in a minute. I'll get to the, well, get me to the golf tournament. How was the golf tournament? Let's get
It was
that in here.
outstanding. It was outstanding. The course at Hillendale was beautiful. We had 100 and what did we have? 20, four. We had about 120 some golfers out there. Food was great. The country club did a great job. The weather was perfect. Dude, it was so beautiful. Baltimore, Chamber of Commerce kind of day. It was sunny. It was a little overcast, no humidity, 75, 80 degrees. Weren't sweating, weren't cold, didn't rain. It was absolutely beautiful. The course was in great shape. And I think everybody that played had a great day. And yeah, it was just a good time. And then great dinner, great silent auction. raised a lot of money for the hospital. I don't know the final numbers
Well,
yet.
Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital, they're all over the place out there, and they try to express to everybody what they're doing for the kids and try to show everybody what they're doing for the kids. You can go to the website, and
I
you
didn't
can help
know.
at
I don't
any
know if
time. You don't have to do the golf tournament. You
that's
can help
right.
Mount Washington
That's
Pediatric
right.
anytime.
I don't know if you knew this or not. I don't believe I knew this. I had heard this in the past a little bit. Brandon Williams and his wife, their son, was born shortly before he was drafted by the Ravens. And their son has some issues as a child, physically issues. And he was a patient at Mount Washington, his son.
Okay.
And I
Good man,
believe,
Brandon Williams.
absolutely, for some continuing assistance, still is a patient at Mount Washington. And Brandon and his wife were at the dinner
Oh, good.
talking about their son. And the day before the tournament, the hospital dedicated a lobby, the lobby of the new activity center, in Brandon and his wife and son's name. I
Well,
think he
there's a
made
guy there that made some money in the
made a
league and
great
wanted to do
donation.
something,
That's
right? I
right.
mean, and I was just what we were talking about with athletes making a
That's
difference
right.
and
That's right.
giving back and
And
being
lots of them
involved.
do. Lots of them do.
Yeah.
But too many of them, sadly, end up career over, wealth gone. And they didn't hold on to it. They didn't listen. They didn't have advice, or they didn't take the advice. Look, I've talked to lots of guys over the course of their careers. They don't want to hire me because, like you said, they want to spend it all. They want to do what they want to do with it. And they got great ideas of what to do with it. And what I want to do is make sure they have a continuing salary for the rest of their lives, no matter what, post play. And
So they don't have to wake up and think about what they're going to do or
that's right.
what their contribution's going to be. Yeah, it's
That's right.
interesting you'd say this because I was about to segue before we got to the golf tournament last week out at Hillendale. Been 2 weeks since I've seen you. I made a comment about Brian Roberts and his tan and him looking like a million,
Yeah.
like a movie star.
Yeah,
And he
yeah.
came on. He was real good at the commentary. I
Yeah.
loved Olsen more than, let's say, Brock. And I don't know Brock. I know Brian Roberts pretty well. I know Otter really well from 30
Yeah.
years of
Yeah, yeah.
relationship and us being the same guys. But Brian's been to my radio station. And Brian's
Sure.
such a wonderful guy. He was a
Yeah,
wonderful guy
yeah.
when he was fighting with Jerry Hairston for playing time, when he was sort of
Absolutely.
the you know, then he becomes like his father wanted him to be a star, right? And he got paid. And when you Google his name, the $40 million contract pops up. But I looked at him and I thought, here's a guy that got hit in the head and had the game taken away from him. And then that freak accident happened with Mateo in the on-deck
Yeah.
circle,
Yeah,
which
yeah.
was crazy. And
Right.
I looked at Brian Roberts. Brian Roberts made $64 million playing baseball and
Hope
left
he's
the
loaded.
game right. And I'm thinking to myself, no wonder he looks like $1 million. He's laying at the pool. He's watching baseball. He loves baseball. He gets to come back and do this. That to me, I hope he's okay. I
I hope.
hope all of those guys that made 40, 60,
Yep,
$80 million
yep.
have a tan, have a guy like you, or living their best lives in Florida,
Because
Arizona, wherever they are, you know?
think about the guys from back in our day when we were kids. They worked second jobs, man.
Oh yeah, Art Donovan would always talk. So with
Right,
Brooks, they had to go take a
right.
job at the beer plant in
That's
the
right.
'60s.
This was enough. They made money because they played baseball, but they were playing a game. They weren't of the era of wealth. And they made more than the average guy at the steel mill,
Well, my cousin's a Hall of
but
Famer,
they
and
worked right alongside the guy at the
spent the
steel mill
last
in the
30 years of his
offseason.
life signing autographs to make money because that's
That's right.
what Brooks Robinson and he had at the end,
That's
right?
right. That's
Yeah.
right. So you know, and this is a short-lived phenomenon, and you don't have to look too far into football. Let's face it. It wasn't 5 years ago, maybe three. When was the first time you heard a guy make $100 million with $60 million guaranteed? I mean, guaranteed contracts in football did not exist until the very recent past. And so these guys, man, they're crushing it, and good for them. I don't begrudge any of them. They make the teams make so much money from gate, from jersey, from TV, from whatever it is. The players are certainly the product and certainly deserve to get paid. I just would hope that they would make smart decisions with it. And sadly, there's too many stories you can read about guys retired, broke. Guys, and I'm not talking, we're talking guys retired bankrupt. We're talking guys retired broke. It's sad.
Well, it happens all the time. And, you know,
absolutely.
And that's where, like, you come in. Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global. I don't know where we got starting on baseball and then on the money and football
and then
and on the money.
Gunner's contract.
And what you would tell
what
him.
What I would tell him to do.
And you tell him
I tell
to
him
go
to
low
play
and
baseball.
Slow.
Low and slow and play baseball. And when you're done, it didn't hurt you that it only earned 4% a year or 6% a year for 15 years. Who cares?
All you did was go forward. You never went
right.
backwards.
That's right. And then when it's over, then we can talk about what you want to do with the rest of your life. And you can focus on it because now you got time to think about it and make smart decisions and not invest in crazy stuff that people have told you is the greatest thing in the world. And you find out you lost your money.
Well, look, dude, I mean, not to be mean during training camp week, but you and I talked about Lamar this time last year
Yep.
and his money
Yep.
and his mother. We talked
Yep.
about it incessantly. And then he comes out with one endorsement, and it's this crazy contraption that looks like a John Basedow ad in the middle of the night. And you just have to say out loud where are you getting the advice? Who's around you if you have no one around you? And we were all concerned about Lamar last year. Just the optics of all of that was a little weird.
Yep.
And, you know, now you got Gunner hitting home runs for pizza for people. And, you know, we're all trying to get into, you know, Ruben Splash's pocket and saying,
and
you know,
who's
what's the first $250 million he's going to give? Is it going to be Henderson? Is it going to be Rutschman? Who's going to
and
take
what
it?
milk company stepping up for Cowser, right?
Moo. Hey,
We're watching. We're
I was
watching
at Costas
Tampa.
and everybody in there is mooing.
We're watching Tampa. And Matthew says, oh, he crushed it. And Matthew goes, they're booing. I said, no, that's Baltimore fans mooing. That's not Tampa fans.
I said out loud over crabs. I'm at the bar there. Karen and John are waiting on me. We got our crabs and our corn, my elbows. And I'm like, is Rodriguez throwing a no-hitter? Is that a perfect? Like, that
perfect
started
game.
With that. But, you know, the whole notion of, like, sitting there and watching all of this take place, and we're like, pay this guy, pay that guy. I'm hearing fans talking about who's getting money for – it's a whole different conversation on a game
That's
day.
right.
But the Cowser thing, he hits the triple, he comes up, everybody in the thing's mooing. And I said out loud, I said to my wife, I'm like, this is probably the dumbest thing I've heard. And then I'm thinking – like, we moosed for Moose.
That's right.
Like, we moosed for Randy Milligan. Moosed, you
Yep.
know, moosed.
Yep.
We've goosed. We've heaved. Right?
Yep.
We've done all of these things, right, over the time. So the moose sort of sound like moose, like heap, right?
Tell your friends at Wise and Royal Farms, there's your baseball player. I see Justin Tucker all over selling chicken. Well, Colton Cowser could probably sell you some milk.
There you go. All right, we got the Mid-Atlantic Milk Marketing Association. Leonard Raskin can be found at Raskin Global. He's also out on the front of Baltimore Positive. He can help you with the American dream, taxes, money, just a conversation about getting level set on wherever you are in your financial and spiritual journey. This time next week, I hope the Orioles are in first place and beat the Yankees
Amen.
Up. Leonard,
here's hoping.
I know you are coming to me with Pappas in Parkville 2 weeks from now. I will
Yes,
see
sir.
you next week. And if you want to get together and go to a ball game, the weather's good this week. So,
hey,
you know,
I'm there. I'm there. We'll figure it out.
Leonard
You got
Raskin,
it.
Raskin Global. Find him out on the web. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.